What is up, crew? Time for a little MOA Monday. Have a question right off the bat. It has to do with my microphone. I had some trouble with it earlier. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it was storms. Something weird went on while we were in Tulsa. I know some storms came through the area here, but I was having some trouble with my mic and mixer earlier, and router's giving me trouble and a lot of other things. So how's the mic sound? Is it okay? Yes, no, yes. While we wait for that, we are we're obviously live on the YouTube's simulcast over on gunchannels.com. Let me go ahead and grab the link, because that is a much better place to be hanging out over that way. Mr. 1% says, sounds good. Awesome. Okay. I thought I had got it fixed, but wasn't sure. So let's go over there. Let's see who might be hanging out on the Gun Channel side. Fine Ape, Dead Horse, Mr. White, the Pants. Haven't forgot you, Pants. You'd won the giveaway here about a week or so ago. I'm going to be mailing some stuff out with Tulsa and all. Didn't get a chance, but hadn't forgot about you. That stuff is going to be in the mail soon, buddy. So just hang tight on that. Moon Food, Night Wolf Clay, hanging out over there. Hello, hello. And over here on the YouTubes, still a few trickling in. We're starting to build up. Not a problem. Mr. William, he's here fairly early. 1%, Sean. Heck, my camera is off. Let's see if it'll work. There we go. There's the camera. So, yeah, where are we at? Sean, John, Roe, RL, Tardot, Nighthawk, the doctors in the house, Nate, Maverick, Mr. Clipazine, and a few others, of course. Couple of shout outs I want to do sort of right off the bat here. Obviously, this is a show for you folks out there, so throw those topics out there. We can talk about anything. Naturally, I don't know, probably prone to talk about Tulsa more than anything, but doesn't really matter. You out there control the direction here. But for shout outs, met a company at Wanamaker. Bullseye Holsters, and you'll see some videos, some Instagram, some other stuff probably soon. We'll talk a little bit about them and what they were doing there and stuff maybe a little later on. Just wanted to give them a shout out right off the bat here. And also Angelina over at Allen Anchor, was able she had sent some swag, and I say swag, I guess, flags, patches, stickers, things like that, by G. So I was able to utilize that in one of my Patreon giveaways earlier. And then also, first time to really utilize that TruSpec Tour of Duty backpack that I got. So, and it worked out great. Guy, absolutely love that thing. It's awesome. So, shout out to those folks for sure. And then, I guess not necessarily lastly, but Sean says that counts as swag. Yeah. Flags, patches, stickers. It's all swag. So, whether you're looking to get some stuff made or you're just looking for some cool stuff to buy, check out Allen Anchor, because they've definitely, that's Owl, OWL, like the bird of night, so to speak, Owl and Anchor. So, and she's got some pretty cool stuff over there on her store. Speaking of stores, one thing that came today I'm excited to see is my dog tags. So these are available now. I don't know if I can get them to focus, but are you going to focus? Can you focus, camera? Can you, maybe? No. No focus. Well, I can't get it to focus, but I guess you get the point. And they are two-sided. And they come with a chain, and they come with a key ring as well. So, you know, that's a little better when it's far away, I guess. But, yeah, cool stuff. That will incidentally be the new perk for sharpshooter patrons. So, excited to see those come in. Mr. Tech Daddy, what is up? Not a lot going on. Doesn't look like on the gun channel side. That's fine. So we'll jump in until so y'all have some other topics to talk about. We'll kind of jump in here, dive in a little bit, and discuss this company, the Bullseye Holsters, right? They make Kydex holsters. They'll do inside the waistband or outside the waistband. And I typically go for outside the waistband. So met up with these guys. They had like a variety of Kydex there, right? Anything from Cryptic to camo to superheroes to Star Wars, Star Trek, all types of different patterns. It was amazing, their selection. And one thing I thought was cool is that they were making holsters right there on site. What's up, JJ? Right there on site. They had their press and their little oven and all of their stuff, all of their blue guns they had. It was pretty awesome. And if they didn't have yours, you could, it being a gun show, of course, and you had your handgun there with you or whatever, then you could bring it over there. There was a guy, actually, they did not have a blue gun for, he had a one of the poly, the Taurus poly frame judges, and they didn't have a blue gun for that, but he had it with him, and they were doing that one, and it was pretty cool. So to get them, to watch them do stuff right there, basically on site, it was kind of neat, because, I mean, you could go there, if you found a good deal on a handgun, buy you a handgun, go over there and have a custom holster made, you know, to your liking. So I thought that was really neat. I've never seen that at a show before. Not to say that people don't do that, but I've never seen that done. And they said that they do that with every show they go to. So I thought it was interesting. We'll have a little more on that later on, I'm sure. So, yeah, let's start off. We can start off here. If I've just seen that that Tack out there says hashtag Tack Gamer. Yeah, he's Kevin the Gamer Daddy or something now. All of his gaming videos, which is pretty neat. I mean, I've talked about it before. I've watched a few different gaming channels, and the conversation back and forth and what goes on, and some of it can be really entertaining. So yeah, Nick says, sounds awesome. Kydex holsters made to order. Yeah. I mean, right there on site. And, I didn't have a problem. I got one for my Glock 42, and they had the blue gun for that, pretty common. So they had that. And, my 42 is actually in my backpack, hashtag true spec, my backpack over at the gun channels table. But went over there, tried it out after they had made it, and I mean, it's, I don't see a problem with it at all. And of course, he said if we if had any problems or whatever, you know, get back with them, they would make it good. And customer service seemed to be pretty good. Who knows? If I have a problem, make contact them. They may not answer. I don't know. But seems to be really good folks with Bullseye Holsters there. Mad Sexy says, a leather holster worth $20. I'm sure that, depending on the leather holster, yeah, I'm sure it is. It's really cool, Junkie. Oh, didn't get a notification. Not surprising, you know. Not surprising. Looks like Morpheus is in the hizzy with us. JJ out there saying he's seen the last, just saw the latest Walking Dead. I haven't watched Walking Dead since like Rick went all crazy at that last episode or something in the middle of that town. What was it? The town where Morgan showed up, the weird little, not the one with the governor, but the weird little town that had all the houses. And anyway, that particular one with the lady that was the mayor or something, or I don't even recall. That's sad. Yeah, Gunpowder says she's sneaking in class late. She's caught. Hey, Troy. What's happening, buddy? Clippazine's asking about Suits. Did Suits get deleted? I hope not. Suits is actually one of the bigger channels I watch. I don't necessarily watch his gun stuff, but some of the other stuff is really cool. So, easy enough to find out, I think. Just go over there and so you can see there is his channel. Wow, I didn't realize Suits had 640,000 some odd subscribers. Awesome. I'm over there. I see his videos. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't get a strike or something, but all his videos are there. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan necessarily of his gun videos, but some of the other stuff is pretty cool. Suits is like the ultimate prepper. So it's like for the apocalypse, you know, if you could pick one tool, what would you want? I would want a Suits, right? So yeah, he looks to be okay as far as his channel. Chat's being screwy on me. Ain't that? Dale out there is asking about HM Defense firearms. I don't think I have any experience with an HM Defense, but I will go look some of the stuff up. Nickiverse talking about the YouTube Kids thing. No, he didn't. YouTube forced the production company he works with to drop him, though. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I've said for a long time that some of these, some of these bigger channels, and you know, especially that are spread thin with their production values and rely on other companies to do other things. I mean, anytime you've got to get in bed or enter into some kind of an agreement with a totally different company or something like that, then I mean, there's contractual obligations and they call the shots on a lot of different things. It's weird. Yeah, Nick says it wasn't a production company. He forgot what they're called. It may have been the network. Yeah, there's what am I thinking? MCNs. What is MCN? I'm losing my mind here. Hang on. Let's see. MCN is multi-channel network. Yeah, what it is. That's sad that I had to Google that, but it's quicker than trying to think about it. But yeah, there's been quite a few channels that Nick says it was the network. Yeah, there's been quite a few. A lot of that may have to do, I've seen some of that going on. Hey, Joe, what's happening, bud? Mr. Ozzy's in here with us too, I see. But I've seen some issues. I've seen quite a few channels, so I'm not going to be quick to jump to it being a firearm related thing. And the reason is that I've seen other niches have problems with MCNs since the policy change with the 4,000 watch time and the subs. Now, granted, Suits doesn't fall into that category, but what I'm saying is it's caused these networks to have to restructure how they do things. Because now they've got to try to stay away from the smaller channels that may not get the watch time and stuff like that. And so they have to completely redo their agreements and contracts and policies and things like that. So And then it may be all out bias. So I'm definitely not going to take up for YouTube or take up for YouTube, take up for the network anyway. Rico says Max resorted to revolvers now. I think it's being overzealous, honestly. I mean, it as long as you stay away from certain contexts of selling things, I mean, a revolver can get you busted if you're trying, if it, you know, if the context around that is you're trying to sell said revolver, you know, that could get you busted because I think that's the context of it. I think Sean's out there talking about Rose, live stream at the Whataburger, which Whataburger is the bomb. I agree. Oh, the HM Defense thing. That's what I was gonna look up. I had to jump over there. Now, if you're on that gun channel side, don't be shy. Let's go look at HM Defense. Let's see if I've doesn't sound familiar. I don't think I've got any experience with it, but I'm going to go. Basically AR-15s, AR-10s, pretty much, right? Yeah, pretty much. Let's go check out what they say here. Due to high demand, lead times can vary from 5 to 15 days. It's pretty normal nowadays. That's some pretty good feedback going on, it looks like. I don't know. Yeah, I don't have any experience with them. That said, looks like pretty much billet stuff. It looks like nice stuff. That mission critical bolt is pretty cool. The MSRP is crazy though, from what I'm looking at here, and that kind of always kind of turns me off a little bit when I see stuff like that. Let's see if we can find. I've got any kind of. I don't even see an MSRP on most of this. I don't know. I think you're going to have at the retail price on the HM Defense. I think you're going to have a lot of different options out there if you want to spend that much on an AR. I think you could build one heck of a custom one for that for 1800 MSRP. Moo's in there with us. What's up, Moo? Ghost is in the house. My wife is here. Philo just jumped in. Late as always, but he made it. That's fine. So let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about Allen Anchor earlier. I got to think of a pretty decent question for a giveaway. And still, really, I'm guessing maybe some people are potentially watching over on the gun channel side, but I don't see any chat. So, yeah, let's do a giveaway. We're about 20 minutes in. We can do that. It's just better odds for everybody in here, right? But I got to come up with something. So, I got a good one. Hey, Nightwolf, what's happening? So I've got a good question. So what this is going to be for is talked about Allen Anchor earlier, of course. So this is not going to be the full thing, but I've got some stickers here from Allen Anchor. One of their stickers, and to go along with that, I've got a if I don't drop it here, this is heavy. I've got a Smith & Wesson challenge coin. and it's not probably not going to focus because it wasn't earlier, but I promise you that's what it is. And this is a 2014 IDPA Indoor National Championship challenge coin. So for that and the Allen Anchor sticker, or stickers, I should say, the question is, we had how many people with the Gun Channels crew at the gun show this weekend? It's an easy one. Should be an easy one. There's several of you out there were there. Too Hottie, looked like Too Hottie got it. Finally, Too Hottie won a giveaway. He finally beat some people. So he was quick on the draw. Good job, Hottie. And he wasn't even there. So awesome. So yeah, Too Hottie, you'll get the S&W Challenge coin and the Allen Anchor stickers. So email me, Hottie. Make sure I've got your email address. Let me put mine in here just in case you don't have it. So yeah, email me your address and let's get to it. We'll get that mailed out. I've got quite a bit I've got to get mailed out. I've changed my Patreon perks for the channel, so I'll have a lot to mail out this week, and so I will get that out. Night Hog said, how many were sober? I know I was. It's about all I can tell you other than that. There we go. Says he missed it. He was texting 40 Cal Gal. Yep, it's all her fault. It's okay, though. Stealth Hunter in the house. Oh, so is Brainstorm. There's Brainstorm. I didn't see him sneak in earlier. Rich White says, I got it first. Not on my end, I promise. And Hottie always says something about that, but you're just ever so slightly behind Hottie. Oh, Sandhills is in the hizzy too. Tardot says there was at least three that was sober. So Tardot, Clover, and Ghost. I don't know. Ghost may have. Yeah. Ghost agrees. He said, yeah. So he was, I guess maybe he was the designated driver over at the karaoke, possibly. Right? So I don't know. I can't speak to that much. I know that 1% says he hates YouTube. Philo says, what did I buy? I'm trying to remember. There was a company there, and I don't have the card with me, so I can't remember their name. But basically, it was a machining company, and they made all kinds of different things, but one thing that they did make was muzzle brakes. And they had one of their little muzzle brakes, like their most popular one or whatever. Pretty aggressive design. They had it. It was like a keychain. It's a little mini muzzle brake. Looks like you could almost screw it on like a little micro rifle or something. But it, I bought one of those basically as for a giveaway. I bought some of these challenge coins. My colleague just won. And I bought a Don't Tread On Me t-shirt that matches my Don't Tread On Me hoodie. So, and unfortunately, Roll Call bought the same one too. So now we will match. We'll end up wearing those and matching as well. That's it. That's all I bought. That's all I spent money on. So nothing exciting. But I didn't go to buy anything either. So I think Cycle Camp Let's see. Cycle Camp bought stuff. Definitely bought some stuff. Mr. Wright bought some stuff. Foose bought some stuff. And Ponry. Ponry bought some stuff. Philo says, no guns. The shame. Gotta have money, dude. I mean, they didn't have any gun. Well, let me back that up. They didn't have any guns there for the amount of money I had to be able to spend, for sure. Now, if I'd have had $1,000 in my pocket, yeah, there would have probably been some gun buying going on. Because I've seen several things. I've seen them. I'm really big into the Stevens crack shots and the favorites and those. It's like a falling block design little rifle. And yeah, Nighthawk says NEA bought a barrel. He did. Bought a Type 53, I think. Mosin barrel. Populated Mosin barrel, by the way. But yeah, seen a little Stevens 25 that I might would have tried to wheel and deal on. The deal seemed to be pretty good. It was like any other show, really, in a way. As far as prices go, the prices were, I don't know, to me they were a little bit high, but I'm really good at shopping around and finding some deals a lot of times. So to me, they were a little high. But I seen plenty of people wheeling and dealing. You know, it might be marked $600 and they talk them down to $500 or $450, or, you know, it might have been $350 and they talk them down to $300 or something. So they had it priced high, but then they were willing to negotiate. Nickiverse says, besides, what is he saying? Besides the two 22 rifles, the sensor gave him a Gen 3 winded PMAG, 17 rounds, Lake City. Can't beat that. Free is free, right? Doctor says he went to a local gun show Sunday. Saw a couple he wanted and a couple he really wanted. I'm telling you, man, the whole thing with Ponry getting that infield kind of makes me sick. I mean, I've got quite a few infields, so. That particular one, the Grenader, I don't have one of those. And I've got I do have the 410 and a couple of other ones. The doctor says he found a 1984 Deagle 357 for $975. That's a pretty good buy. If I was going to have a Deagle, I've always said I would want a 44. I've never shot a 357, but I have shot a 44 and I've shot the 50. And that 50 is just, to me, it's unpleasant. I know that having a Deagle probably need a 50 just for the simple fact that if you've got a Deagle, why not, right? But the 44 on that platform is just, it's pretty awesome. It's a sweet shooting cartridge out of there. Night Wolf's asking about Winchesters. He said, did I see any Winchester rifles I like? Well, first of all, again, I wasn't really, unless I seen something in passing, wasn't really looking at them. Second of all, I'm not a Winchester guy. If you're talking lever action, I'm a Marlin guy. If there was one Winchester lever rifle there was 18,000. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm being serious. If there was one, there was 18,000 there. So I can almost promise you, if there was something there that you was looking for in a Winchester in any kind of lever action, then yeah, they probably had it. Now, there was one. That, let me see if I can, because I don't have my cards with me, so I think I remember. Is it Bighorn Armory? Yes, it is. It's a company called Bighorn Armory that was there, and I talked with them. And these folks only deal, I mean, they build a sweet, beyond sweet lever action rifle. And I mean, it's custom rifle. It's like, and they're expensive. Don't get me wrong. They're expensive, but they do have a plan to where you can pay it out or whatever. You put so much down, and after you get so much, they start building them. And it's a lot cheaper, he said, if you go through the show than if you just buy on their website. But you're talking about 500 Smith & Wesson, 440, 4500 Auto Max, 475 Line Ball, 500 Auto Max. I think they do build one in a 45 Colt, he said. I'm just flipping through the site now, just kind of looking. But it's all really big bore. They don't build a 4570, and I asked him about that, and he said, nah. And it's because everybody else has them that they don't, you know, they try to stay away from. They've always stayed away from the 4570. But beautiful rifles, even the cheap model. And I'm thinking, man, if I could hit the lottery, I wouldn't mind having one of those. I don't know what caliber I'd want it in. Maybe 454 or something. Maybe. Percent says he prefers Marlin to Winchester too. Philo says, why so many people love the Enfield? Not really a rifle guy. The Enfields were just, you know, they were scattered all over the globe, you know, and it's a lot of history when, especially get down into North Africa and you get over into India and stuff like that. And then a lot of them were rechambered later on and used for military applications, police applications, and other things. So there's quite a bit. And there's quite a bit of different little subtle variations in them. I mean, one infield is not another infield is not another infield. There's also some cool history. I probably showed it before. I'll break it out on a lawn chair chat or a live stream or something one day, or maybe even make a video about it. But I've got one that some of you, if you followed the channel long enough, you've seen it. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's my number 4 Mark I that on the inside of the magwell is carved in there. It says Odell. And I bought this from the kid. He swears up and down it was a bring back, like his grandfather, great-grandfather or something brought it back. He swore up and down. And he didn't know anything about the Odell. His grandfather passed away. He didn't ever have a chance to ask him. And it kind of makes sense because all that was property of the crown, right? So, you know, I've heard stories about how your British forces would mark them in some way. But they really couldn't mark them on the outside because that could be considering defacing property of the crown, right? So they would do things like that in order to be able to go to the rack and get their rifle off the rack, their rifle, right? So, I mean, if that's the case, and there's really no way to verify it, it's just a cool story, you know, a possibility. Yeah, a lot of weird things like that. I've got the one, the Ishapur that's Indian, and, you know, it's chambered single shot in 410, which is unique, to say the least. I don't know. They're talking about buying some stuff out there, looks like. Saggy Chode says the Enfield were the global gun before the Foul took the top billing. Yep. Yeah, the Enfield was the right arm of the almost free world, I guess you could say. yeah, he says right aside alongside the AK. Yeah, the AK was the Enfield was sort of I don't know how do you put that. It was more of a I don't know, had a purpose. The Enfield was is more of a battle rifle. That's actually a pretty good analogy, I think, because the FAL is a battle rifle. It's not a light infantry. That sucker, heavy. In fact, I just released the launch air pop for last month publicly, the Patreon launch air pop, and we shot my FAL, and I even talk about it on that. It's heavy. You know, it's not something you want to lug around forever. Brainstorm's asking about that info. Why is it chambered in 410? I've heard several stories, and I really don't know what to believe about the Ishapur infield in 410. First story I heard was that they were issued, only a few of them were issued to your small regiments or companies, and they were designed to be used for going out and getting small game to eat. In other words, somebody was actually charged with going out and killing the food for the company to eat with that. That's kind of weird. I don't know. The next was, it was more of a prison guard or an MP style rifle, because assuming that there was any type of a prison riot or a, you know, something like that, then, you know, you could obviously, with that 410, you might could stop or at least slow down one person trying to escape. But if there ever was like a major prison riot, they couldn't take that rifle and use that rifle, you know, because it's not really a rifle. It's chambered in 410 at that point. you know, it's kind of hard with the single shot 410 to utilize that against, what am I thinking, the jailers or whatever, you know, to assist you in the prison break, in other words. And then I've heard, well, you know, they gave a lot of those to these poorer countries because, and they did that because they wanted them to have inferior arms. But that's something that, whole different discussion, I guess, that might apply to modern times, but they wanted them to have inferior arms in case there ever was a revolt. So they chambered them in 410 to kind of gimp them. You know, it would serve a purpose to an extent. So I've heard several stories. I don't know if one's true or which one, but it's interesting hearing the different stories. All of them, of course, are plausible, entirely plausible. And I will say that he wouldn't mind trying the 44, the Eagle in 44 or the 50. 50's a handful, guarantee you. the doctor out there, he won his statement there about the spiders. He won some spider targets from Outdoor Products Plus in the Patreon giveaway today. He's like, I hate spiders. That should be good though, honestly. I mean, that's honestly, you get to shoot spiders. Come on, man. You can react or enact or whatever your revenge on the dreaded spider there. So I think you have some fun with it. Steadley says, a Zippo to FAL will win you Africa. Probably. Sparta jumped in with us, it looks like. So good evening, sir. Uh-oh, the dreaded outlaw, too. Sega Chode says, I have the infield mark four, infield number four mark something in British been converted to a jungle carbine. Yeah, I've got an original number five. It's the jungle carbine, and it thumps pretty hard. But you're right in that there is a ton of knockoffs out there. Oh, there's a ton of knockoffs. You have to be careful when you're getting looking at jungle carbines. You really got to know what you're looking at. Stedley says the British media still use dum-dum to describe soft points and hollow points. Sweet. They got their buzzwords too then, I guess. That's what Steadley's saying. Yeah, gunpowder grease. She says, one more reason to shoot the spiders. That's right. Recoil says, no infield in his collections yet. Pride and Joy Millsaps, there's K31s, Walnut, and a Beechwood. Amazing rifles. I don't own a K31. I don't own a Mauser at all. I don't know. I fell into the infield thing, and I just keep buying infields. I mean, eventually, there's only honestly a couple of other infields I would like to have. I would like to have the Grenader, like Pawnery Frickin' bought. And I would like to have a, what am I thinking? Number 4 Mark I for Zachary, an Irish contract. And then outside of that, I would be done in the infield market. If I had those, I would have a pretty decent collection of, I don't know, the most popular, the most mainstream ones. Because I've got both, see, with the number one Mark III's, I've got both versions. I've got the one that's got the limiter, the magazine limiter, and then I got the one that doesn't. So I've got both of those already. And then I've got a number 4 Mark I, and of course the Jungle Carbine, and I've even got a Sporter version. That's pretty neat. I'll have to break that out sometime too, because some of the new people that follow the channel probably has never seen that. But that's an interesting story in and of itself, because I had a buddy that gave me that. It was a number 1 Mark III barreled action, and had trigger assembly, bolt, barrel, all of that. Had no stock, had no magazine. And he like found it in the wall of a farmhouse he tore down, which was weird. And of course it sat in there for God knows how long. And it sat in his garage for God knows how long. And then he gave it to me and I kept it for God knows how long. And I don't do wall hangers and stuff. So I was like, okay, I either need to do something with this or I need to sell it or trade it or something. And talked to a buddy. He does Cerakote work same guy I bought my FAL from and all of that. He's really great with Millsarp stuff. One of the best known, if you go look up like on FAL files or any forum really for Millsarp, and you hear him talking about Sledgehammer Arms, that's the buddy of mine I'm talking about. He's known pretty much nationally for that kind of stuff. And he sort of talked me into doing a Sporter with it. And I don't particularly like doing that with Millsarp stuff, going straight up Sporter with it. But he said, you know, it's going to be more than it's worth, being just a number 1 Mark III. They're pretty common. And he's like, just go ahead and Sporter it. And what he did is he mixed up a Cerakote that was almost a stainless steel color and sprayed it. And it's pretty cool. It looks like, you know, from afar until you get up on it and realize it's painted, you know. It actually looks like a stainless steel infield. So, pretty cool. And my chat jumped around on me, so give me a minute. That's a good time to check the gun channel side. Still see Two Strike hanging out over there, and Heavy B, and Mr. White, and Dead Horse, and a bunch of others, but nobody's saying anything. So, I'm wondering if my chat, let me refresh my page over there. Probably refresh the page, and then there's like all kinds of chat going on. And here it is. I missed out on it, so I didn't refresh. So give me a second. I do not want to leave out the gun channels, guys, obviously. Wow, that just did some weird stuff. Okay. Wow. No, I don't see anything. So back to the YouTubes. Nightwolf says World War weapons aren't cheap for certain guns. Yeah, no doubt. What are we talking about? Need to get that G model ATF exception. FAL. Yeah. A lot of DSA options on Atlantic Arms. Yeah. My FAL is built off of a DSA receiver. You want to be careful. There's one, I can't remember now if it's Intraprise or Enterprise. I think it's Intraprise. If you see one of those, again, the buddy I've got, he is like the man when it comes to FALs. He's like, run from those. Run from those. They're horrible. DSA or Embl, and you're good. Mine's a DSA. But again, mine's built by him, and he's one of the premier, or quite possibly the premier FAL guy in the country. So I'm not sure with, they're talking about Atlantic Arms. I'm not sure who's building those. But so there you go. Brainstorm asks, what do I think about DSA FFL? I think they're okay. It's DSA is definitely, like I said, DSA or Embl is definitely a receiver you want to go with an FAL, on a build. What would worry me, because mine was built by somebody so renowned, would be what type of parts kit, you know, the quality of the build. And I'm sure there's major, builders out there. I'm not familiar with any, but I'm sure they are. Philo says, Clover's famous last words. Just one more infield and I'm done. Two, Philo. I said there was two. Irish contract for Zacherly, number 4 Mark 1, and a Grenader. Two and I'm done. So I'm just laying it out there. This girl thing. Uh-oh, what do we got? Look, like there was a question up here I missed somewhere. No, I guess not. Oh, Reaper is in the house. I steadily said that he just wants a 308 Galil. Yeah, you and me both. I've always liked the Galil. And the buddy of mine I'm talking about, he builds Galils. Like I said, he builds all types of old Milsurp stuff. Again, I'll give him a plug, Sledgehammer Arms. He does some Galils too, but I've just never been able to break off the cash for a Galil. The Modis are another one. I kind of like the Modis at AK. Basically non-Russian AK, I guess. Night Wolf saying, what do I think about the HKG 36C? That's the one I'm thinking about. It's okay. I'm not a big HK Milsurp guy. That's the newer model. So, yeah. No. That is. That's not the older one. Okay. Yeah, the design on those are sweet. So I've never shot one, never had the opportunity. But with some of the configurations and stuff on those, they're pretty cool. Vandal in the hizzy. Jake made it in too, I see. Sweet. And they're talking about Fear the Reaper. Jake says he has two number 4 Mark 1s. One's British, one's Canadian. Both are shooters, but the Canadian one's in better shape. I would think the Canadian one probably would be. Probably seen a lot less action. Mine's British. The number 4 Mark 1 I've got is British. But like I said, the Irish contract for Zacherly's are the bee's knees when it comes to. What are we talking about? My mind just went all infields. When we're talking about infields. Philo's asking, how heavy does a 308 have to be to make a fun bench gun? I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I need to get my Because my Savage Model 10 FCPHS is wicked awesome. And that's all she does is eat federal gold medal match and shoot from a bench. It's all she does. It's just, I mean, it's just beautiful shooting rifle. Of course, it's had some custom work done to it from, was it Sharpshooters? Where are they based out of? Sharpshooters out of, like, is it North Dakota or something? Avid Sharpshooters. A lot of this has been done so long ago, it's like, okay, are they even in business anymore? Yeah, Savage Sharpshooter. Sharpshooter Supply. I'm sorry. Sharpshooter Supply. And they are out of, it's up north somewhere. Ohio. They're out of Ohio. So, Sharpshooter Supply. So, if you have a Savage and you really want it to shoot sweet, of course, the new stuff shoots pretty sweet out of the box. But, yeah. Yeah, Sharpshooter Supply. That's the place to send it. But yeah, I would need to weigh it one day and see. I know it has the H&S Precision stock, which is a little heavier, and it's, you know, it's bedded and all of that good stuff. Yeah, Saggy Chode says, it doesn't have to be big and heavy for 308. You ever shot the SCAR?
Yep.
The SCAR is nice. But the SCAR is also also semi-auto platform. So, I mean, you've got a little bit to speak of with recoil buffer and stuff like that going on, too. So, a little bit different than a bolt action. FMA! Joined us. Oh crap! Steadley said he's got a 9130 with a broke sear spring. Ah, just run down to the hardware store. That's an easy fix, right? I say, Chip says anything Swiss is awesome in mill service. Yeah, the Swiss stuff. I would agree. Let me go check something out real quick. All right, Double A in the house. How are you, sir? Oh, Smeggy joined us too. The snowman himself. Nightwolf says, good to see you doing streams again. I think we've all been bored. I'm not sure what that means. What do you mean doing streams again, dude? Like, I do like 4 streams a week. So. Maybe you're talking about last week, right? Which I tried to go on. But, you know, with having to go up there and then meeting everybody and you've got things to do. So, you know, it's the content prep is what bites. I mean, this show is just, we talk about whatever you guys are talking about, wherever the conversation goes, that sort of thing. You don't need any prep for that. But, you know, especially when it comes to, the Thursday show and maybe the Wednesday show requires quite a bit of prep. You can kind of wing the Friday show a little bit, you know, get your panel on there and say, hey, this is the topic. This is what we're going to talk about, and you're good to go. But the other ones require some prep work. So speaking of that, and Ghost and I alluded to it a little bit yesterday, but maybe something cool coming this week, possibly next week, here pretty soon. A little joint effort between Ghost and I and some other people that may turn out to be something kind of cool. Steadily saying he's seen the mini SCARs. Don't know if they're in 308, but they'd be sweet. Yeah, I'm not real sure if the mini, pardon me, if the mini scars are in 308 or not. Steadley says, hammer on a file and forge one. Yeah. I've had to do that before. I've had to make some springs. I can't remember what. I've got a, I'll tell you what it was. It's a Jaeger, J-A-G-E-R, single action revolver. Sweet, man. Case hardened. That's gorgeous. I think the picture I have on Instagram, maybe with the poker chips or something, I think maybe that's the Jaeger they used in that picture. I broke the mainspring on it. And it's a fine one. So luckily I know some people and they help out with certain things. And we were able to build a spring for it. Just a little V spring. Wasn't that difficult. Uh-oh, FMA says ATI MP40 in 9mm. That's a local gun store. Well, what's it doing at the gun store? You should buy it and take it home. Smeggy's talking about his Streamlight, Protac 2LX. Yeah. Yeah, we were having that conversation, and I don't remember who it was with that we were having that conversation. Yeah, we were talking about lights, flashlights and things. And definitely the Streamlight sort of tops the list when you're talking flashlights for sure. So let's do, y'all want to do one more giveaway before we get out of here? Jaeger Meister. It's not Jaeger Meister, but it's J-A-E-G-E-R. There's no Meister on the end of it. So let's do a giveaway. Give me just a minute. Oh man, did I do that? I just completely just like collapsed the chat. Good God. So give me a minute and let me try to pull this stupid thing back up. Just love, I love this blazing fast internet that I've got. It's so awesome. And you know, I got to thinking about that. I've griped forever about the internet and being really sucky, right? And I've had router issues for some time, I think. So it's going to be interesting when I go get a new router tomorrow, because I'm pretty sure I've got to have one at this point. Just see if that might not fix some things. So hopefully the chat's still working. Crims is breaking things. Because I got to come up with a question. So I'm working on it. Give me a minute here. Be patient. Let me try to figure out something here. Okay, I got a good one. I've got a good one. This is another number question, so I've got a good one here. This one will work. So what we're going to give away is, and this will be a good one. By the way, let me do this. I got to do a plug real quick. I'm going to do a plug. Hang on. Got to do a plug before I do a giveaway. Where am I at? So let me drop a link here. I'm going to drop a link to the swag store. Bunch of 42s. Well, I'm going to freak somebody out one of these days, and I'm going to make the answer actually 42. Somebody said 12.3. That was a literal shot in the dark. All right. So there's a link to the swag store, which you can now get these in the swag store. But what we're going to give away is one of the dog tags. These are new. Just came in today. Yes, the focus on the camera is not going to work right, but you get the idea. Leprechaun's on one side. Clover is on the other side. They're white. They're really freaking cool. So, the question is, Ghost and I had started a series where we go back and forth with each other's channel and do a Ghost and Clover show. The question is, how many episodes are there of the Ghost and Clover show? For the dog tag. For the win. How many episodes of the Ghost and Clover show? It's going to be a hard one because we actually switch back and forth. Native Gun got it. Native Gun beat Hottie by just a second that time. So there you go, sir. Good job, Mr. Native Gun. Four. We are four in. Twelve, seven, five. Yep, Native Gun. I don't know if Native Gun knew that or that was just a guess, but either way, he is the winner. So congratulations, Native Gun. Let me throw my email out here. Please send me an email with your address. I will get this out. I've got a lot of other things I've got to send, so I'll get that out. Smeggy says, no, you had three secret ones. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, Nighthawk says, not enough. Well, we'll do some more. And the little thing I was telling you that we kind of got in the works. Yeah, that might actually put the kibosh on those, because I don't know that we can do that plus the Ghost and Clover. So, but always have fun with those. Those are enjoyable. That's it. We're getting out of here. Matt, I believe he's over on the Mr. Matt channel. So be sure to go check that out. And then Daily Gun Show should be back tonight. So everybody is kind of getting back into the swing of things, so to speak, after Tulsa. So lots to talk about, lots to look at, lots to see, lots to do. And that's it. We are gone. Thanks for joining us. Bye.